What's up, Chicago? That's right. It is Friday, June 2nd, 2017. And Taking Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And we have an outstanding show for you today. I'm excited. Y'all see what's going on. It's your boy, your host, Miss Dana L. King, alongside my sister in ministry, the one, the only, the good. Y'all give her a welcome if y'all didn't get a chance to do it last Friday. The one, the only, let me get this right. Daria. See, I didn't tear it up.
You did.
The one, the only, the good Daria. Watch this. Zephora Springfield. All that good stuff. What's going on, sister?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. She got in the building, y'all. We're going to tell that story in a minute.
All right. I'm here.
Oh, gosh. She got in. But anyway, y'all, look. So let me tell you, it's going to be good, right? It's Praise Break Friday. So we're going to have a good time, y'all. We're going to get our praise on in here. Today's conversation is going to be good. Y'all, this is awesome. The beautiful distraction of corporate worship. The beautiful distraction of corporate worship. That's going to be the conversation. In a few minutes, man. Yeah, I know, right? So we're going to have some fun with that. We're going to talk about some other stuff. We're going to keep getting all up in her business because, you know, we still got to get to know her, y'all. So we got it. We're going to get to know her together.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to find out together. It's going to be good. I'm excited. Let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1. And you can be a part of the show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, so are we. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO radio. You can find us there. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to watch the live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv should be up over there. Yes, well, it was. Yeah, Ustream. Like, there it is. Ustream.tv is up and running. You can find us there. And then Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can find us there. And then last but not least, if you want to subscribe to our podcast, guess how much it costs, y'all? It's free. Free 99. You can't beat free 99. Can't beat that nowhere around. Go to any of your podcast mediums, whether it be iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher, whatever it is, however you want to find a podcast, just do a simple Google search. Yeah, like, you know, they say Google me. Google us. Just do a simple
Google.
Right. Google us. Taking Limits Off Radio, you can download any of our podcasts. And just hit the subscribe button, and you can do that as well. Or you know what? You can go to blogtalkradio.com and hit the subscribe button. You'll find us there as well. What's been up? Ain't seen you since Friday.
I know. It's been a long time.
I know, right? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Right. It feels like forever.
Right. What's happening?
Nothing. I went to work this week.
What do you do?
I'm a first grade team leader for an after school program, By the Hand Club.
First
kids.
Grade team leader
mm-hmm.
for after school program,
mm-hmm.
By the Hand.
Uh-huh.
All right. So what exactly do you do there? First graders, huh? We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray your strength.
My site is actually up north in the old Cabrini Green area.
Oh, okay.
So I technically work with first through third grade, but we pick the students up after school. We partner with 4 different schools.
Okay.
And we have these students that come. We feed them a hot meal.
Mm-hmm.
We're focused on providing for them, like, holistically, mind, body, and soul. So we teach Bible study. We help with homework. We help with reading, math, all of that good stuff. And then we give them a snack and send them home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Not always in that order, but
right.
The most important part is that we send them home.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, since you've been here last week, you know, people, you know, we get, you know, it's like, where she come from? Who she is? Who she know?
I
who
know.
Her mom and them is? You know, so people nosy, you know, they want to know.
They real nosy.
How you get here? Who you know?
Who drove me?
Right. Who you know? All that good stuff. You know what? What can I do to be down?
My God.
Right. You know. So how's it? So did anybody say anything to you?
Yes. I got inboxes.
You just. Let me tell y'all about these Facebook inboxes.
I was like, huh?
It goes down in the DM.
Hey, sis.
Right.
Hey.
Ain't talked to you since?
I don't know your name.
Really?
No. I was like, oh, okay. But there are some of my friends and family that reached out and was like, I'm proud of you. You go, girl.
Okay, that's good.
Hey, girl. Them I know.
Yeah, you're going to get I guess we should have warned you. You're going to get some stalkers.
Mm.
Yeah, they just don't come out the woodwork, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just, yeah.
Well, they flee.
you know. I was told to just ignore them and not put them on Front Street. Because some of them get a little beside themselves, male and female.
Okay.
But, you know.
I open it and let them know I read it.
Right.
By opening it.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
Unfortunately, yeah, you have to, if you read, they kind of know. Yeah, but otherwise it's been positive. It's been good.
Yes, very positive.
That's good.
It.
That's good. And what your parents' feedback today?
My mother loves the show. My auntie, she is on. She's watching now.
Okay.
She loves it.
Okay.
I think she joined in before I invited her.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, you know, hey, you got to do. You got to let it do what it do. Okay, so since last week. Let's see. So you said you went back to work. You know,
Memorial Day.
How was your Memorial Day?
I had food. Oh,
you hadn't ate nothing before then?
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. You made it sound like you hadn't ate.
I had food and then I got, no.
Was you fasting or something? Okay, I'm through.
All I'm saying is, I look forward
to the holidays.
I don't care who make up the holiday.
Right.
As long as Sandra nails Springfield, she gonna kill me. That's my mama.
You gave her birth certificate on the air.
If she get in the kitchen,
y'all
understand. Like, I text my friends and be like, can you text my mama and ask her to make this?
Oh, you do that too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the only time. Like, she's a caterer. And so
she ain't trying to cook for y'all.
She loves to cook, but she
for other people.
Yeah. So I'd be like, Sherry, hey, best, Sherry, mama, you want some macaroni?
So that's how you got
it. It works.
You got to do an around end just to get some.
I can drop hits. Ooh, I sure wish I had some macaroni. I can go buy the macaroni and set it on the counter. It ain't going to get made.
Yeah, my mom does that too. She'll make apple pie, like, if it's for something else, but she just won't make one, like, just to say, hey, I'm making you a pie. You want to come get it? She won't do that.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't going. Yeah, I can't get that kind of we don't get that kind of cooperation.
Sherry said Mama Sandra makes macaroni for me.
For her.
She does.
For her.
So I get a piece of it.
Oh.
Her blessing.
Okay. Yeah. I get that. I'm cool.
It ain't right.
Okay. No, it's not, but that's how, you know. So your mom's a caterer?
She is.
Oh, wow. So she has her own, like, deal? And
yeah, it's called My Mama's Kitchen.
My mama's kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm about to try some of your mom. What's her name again? Sandy?
Sandra.
Sandra. Uh-huh. Sorry, Sam. I won't tab that. I won't get in trouble. Some of you don't like saying, you know, people. Anyway. Okay, so it's called my mama's kitchen.
Uh-huh.
My mama's kitchen. Okay, all right. Does she have a brick and mortar business somewhere, or is it ran out of a house?
No,
or
it ran out of the home for now.
Okay. Oh, for now. Mm-hmm. I see that. I saw how she put a prophecy on it.
Uh-huh.
But now.
I'm not lying. I'm prophesying.
Ah, sorry.
In the words of my favorite Uncle William, Pastor Bishop Murphy.
Uncle William, that's your...
Yeah.
He
don't know he's my uncle, but don't worry about it.
I understand.
He'll learn later.
I understand. I understand. You know, Martin Luther King was my great-great uncle.
Okay.
So. Just saying. Anyway. Look, y'all, there's so much stuff going on. So, look, let me ask you this, because I didn't ask you. Do you follow local news, politics, any of that stuff? Do you pay attention to any of that? Probably not. She looking like, mm-mm.
It's not like...
Don't ask me nothing.
Social media, like, I keep up with certain things, but I don't have cable anymore. So I don't get the, I got late internet.
You got one of them Fire Sticks too?
Uh-huh. A Blu-ray DVD player, Netflix, Fire Stick, and a Roku. Mm-hmm.
Right, but is it what kind of Fire Stick do you have?
I don't know. You plug it into the TV.
Right, but I mean.
And it turns
on. Let me ask the better question. The Fire Stick that you have, is it a legal Fire Stick?
I don't know what that means. Don't ask me no questions. Just know I turn my TV on and it works.
I'm just trying to get some clarity.
I don't know. It was a gift.
Oh, so somebody gave it to you.
Uh-huh.
Did it come in a Fire Stick box?
Uh-huh.
Or it did? And it said Amazon Fire Stick?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it had a cord and it had a
right.
remote.
I understand all that. I'm just trying to...
I don't know what you're
okay,
getting
what
at.
Do you watch on your Fire Stick? Let me ask you this.
Now you all in my business.
I said, that's what we told you we would go try to find out. We're trying to get some information. So the Fire Stick that you have, you ain't got to go into too much detail, but the Fire Stick that you have, are you able to watch or
not
certain stuff that's like still at the...
Oh, I can watch anything that's available.
At the theater?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you got one of them Fire Sticks.
I got a, I have a unlimited
Preacher's
edition.
Daughter. Preacher's daughter.
It was a gift. Don't ask no questions.
Oh, it was a gift.
It came that way.
Oh! So that's the way we justified it.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't know what
I feel justification. See, I think you're taking the scripture from those he justifies, he equips. So I guess you said somebody equipped you with it. So now you're trying to justify the fact that you're going to be able to watch Wonder Woman at home in a couple of days.
See? I don't know what you want me to say.
I know. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
I got the stick.
Don't say nothing. Don't say...
I don't know who paid or what they paid. I just know it works.
Y'all.
And when it says time for another download, I take it back to the sender and say upload it.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? See? I'm trying to help. I'm trying to understand how you.
That's all I know, okay?
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay. All right, we're going to leave that alone because I don't want the people to be waiting on you when you walk out the door.
I'm good.
Okay. I'm just saying. okay, Facebook is feeling some type of way today that goes that in and out sound. Maybe it's just me. Yeah, because we seem to be, I'm thinking we okay. Nobody said nothing, but we'll keep an eye on it, Pat. Thank you very kindly. You're still working right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a delayed, I know, but it's working. Okay. So anyway, so are you a what happened?
Sheridan said I'm weak. Daughter is stealing.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? See, I'm glad somebody else.
That's my best friend.
I'm glad somebody else.
House.
She probably one bought it, but no, I ain't gonna say that.
Houseway.
You just say houseway.
Yes.
So here's the question: are you familiar at all with the whole global warming thing? How they say the water is rising and the ice is melting and.
From high school.
Right. Okay. So So you saw yesterday that that dude in the White House, 45. Yeah, 45. Donald Trump. He's up. You know, like it or not, he's the president. He pulled us out of this thing in Paris, right? So now we're no longer part of this global thing where we're the second worst carbon dioxide, you know, producing country on the planet, and he decided to pull us out, said it was going to cost jobs. That's why he was pulling us out, and that by him pulling us out, we going to be able to go back and start creating coal mining jobs again. Because, see, people voted for him. I mean, I got friends. I got friends who voted for him because they said he was going to start bringing these jobs back, these factory jobs. And these factory jobs went away not because of somebody did something politically. They went away because somebody smart said, I can get a robot to put a car together faster than I can tell y'all, and
right,
it's
right.
cheaper. So these factories shut down in all these different places, and now he's saying he's going to get these factory jobs back.
Mm.
And they voted for him. Your president. Donald J. Trump, you got nothing.
Mom's the word.
She said, Gussie Harrington says, and I'm going to go in here, I got to speak to y'all, he's just a man that resides in the White House. He, you know what? I know how y'all like to say that, but at the end of the day, he's still, because you know what? You all are saying what they were saying to us when the brother was in there. He ain't my president. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing folks were saying to us when the color dude, you know, the dude of color.
Fall back. That's my auntie.
Who, Michelle?
No, Gus, you can't.
But I'm just saying, but that's what he just in there. You know, that's what they were saying about us.
Mm.
Anyway, so wait a minute. So you ain't been voting that long. So
don't do that.
No, I'm for real.
You're right.
Because that means the first time you voted was for Barack.
Right.
So that's good. That puts you in a different type of conversation.
Yeah, it was his second term.
It was his second term. Was your first time to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Look at God. No, I mean, seriously, think about it. Your first time voting, you got to vote for a black man.
Right.
As president.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, I felt lost. I didn't have much options.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Sister girl Hillary was, you wasn't. Mm. You had some doubts, too.
Mm.
You did. See, a lot of people did. They don't want to say it, but they did.
I did.
I know.
You know, but
it was the option of the
like
lesser of two evils.
Duty. Yeah.
Yeah. And
evils.
It wasn't that much. Yeah.
So, you know, we went from my president is black
to
my president is orange. So, like.
She said orange.
Yeah. Literally nothing surprises me when I hear 45 did something. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's okay.
Well, look, I look at it like this. Either he's going to be there, you know, we'll get rid of him in 2020, or he going to keep playing his mouth and he going to get put out. So
I hope it happened through Twitter. Like, I hope.
You thought they were.
I think, like, I just want
something to slip out.
Yes. You live by Twitter. You die by Twitter.
He has no filter, though.
Exactly.
And still got elected. I mean, because, and you know what the sad part is? Because they were talking about, okay, did you hear about the thing that happened with LeBron James? They spray painted on his.
Okay, I heard something about it.
So somebody spray painted the N word on his front gate at his California home.
Okay.
And part of what's the conversation is, since Donald Trump has ran for office and has now become president, he has awakened or emboldened certain individuals to be more out front.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. Even with the candidate that, pushed or broke a reporter's glasses.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I can do it. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Like I can say what I want to say.
I mean, he got elected with audio of his locker room talk, degrading women. You know, he got elected with, if President Trump's credentials, if Barack Obama had President Trump's credentials,
he wouldn't even made it to the nomination.
I'm just saying.
He wouldn't have even got, like,
on
the ballot.
You got baby mamas. You got baby mamas.
Several of them.
Baby mamas with a Z at the end.
Well,
not S, baby mamas.
On the brighter side, he was married to him, though.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Oh, okay.
So they don't really qualify.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, do they really qualify as baby mamas?
In my book.
When you
asking me?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
In my book.
Okay. The book of Zephora.
You can't.
What's the book of the Bible?
Is?
That's in the other book, right?
You not like why you can't have
just
to this one wife.
I'm not saying that.
My goodness.
I'm simply saying, you know, normally the term baby mamas is left for the unmarried. That's
right,
what I'm saying.
Right,
that's
right.
All.
Okay.
I really ain't defending it. I'm just trying to make
children and multiple marriages that failed.
Sounds like a Bible character.
I'm sorry.
Okay, what?
And businesses that failed, and you want to run the White House like The Apprentice. But, you know.
You're fired.
I'm just saying. Oh, you're looking at
Matter
me?
Fact,
you're fired.
I need that. I need that sound. Of that, we need to download that. Him
saying you're fired.
You're fired. I need that. I need to add some new sounds to my repertoire
of
sounds we have.
Please don't.
No. I think it may come in handy. anyway, it just might be fun to do. So that was this. Certain sect of our country has now become emboldened to start saying and doing and saying whatever they want to about certain people. And so did you see the thing about the comedian who got Kathy Griffin with the head of Donald Trump?
Oh, my goodness.
So you saw that, right?
I saw that.
You actually saw the picture?
I did. I looked it up.
Because you wanted to see. Right.
Nobody was sharing it.
No. Nobody wanted to share it because it was a little too – it was a bit much.
It was over the top.
It was a bit much, you know, even for comedy. It was a bit much. Mind you, she didn't paint the picture, but somebody else did. But I guess here's my question with that. The outrage of people of Kathy Griffin for what she did. Where was the outrage at when they was making our president and his wife look like monkeys?
That's right. That was my thing. I was like, okay, like, I'm not saying that it's right.
Yeah, not, but, not saying it's right, but I'm just saying, where was the outrage when y'all had effigies of him hanging from the rope, cartoonists in newspapers,
yes,
in national newspapers?
Him, his wife and his children.
All looking like monkeys.
Okay. Y'all naming like pet dogs after his kids.
Yes.
Michelle says, you know what? Y'all can talk about me and my husband.
But don't.
But these kids and Bobo, nah. Fall back.
Bobo too, you can't.
And Bobo, fall back. I'm from the Illy. Like, no, like, fall back. You're not ready for this.
I'm just saying. But there was no. I'm just thinking back, and so I did because I read everything. Mm-hmm. I went back and just started looking for the old Barack comments, mm-hmm, and how they were just, and there was, I forgot the page. They just had, you can find pages and pages of the disrespectful pictures that were posted, and there was little to no outrage.
Yeah.
And when we said something, oh, it's like y'all just being overly sensitive.
Yes. And I ain't trying to go off in the deep end.
You good?
But it's like with the blue on black crime.
Uh-huh.
There has been, how do I want to say this? When you don't place value on certain lives, you don't care what people say, do, or think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hold others,
mm-hmm,
in a higher esteem,
mm-hmm,
oh, it's totally unacceptable.
Oh, absolutely.
So the a comedian could have did the same thing with Barack did, and it would have been shared. It would have been on the front, and everyone would have thought it was so funny. Or it's the First Amendment. They have the freedom of speech. They can express
freedom themselves. Of expression, all that good stuff. Yeah, yeah. Well, she's paying the price because she lost both her jobs. She lost her CNN job.
Oh, wow.
Because she hosts the thing with Anderson Cooper for New Year's Eve or something.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she lost that gig. She lost a sponsor for, I guess, there's a thing called Squatty Potty.
Okay,
yeah.
That don't sound like it should have been a thing.
Yeah, but it's a thing. It's a thing. Supposed to help you use the bathroom better or something.
For adults?
Yeah.
Don't explain. Go back to your original point.
But she lost, so she's losing coins. So let's just get back to that. She's losing coins over this. You know,
I mean, he's gonna make us all lose coins. Like,
what? Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's you know, I just saw that and I go, it's just amazing. And I love how LeBron responded to it. LeBron was like, it doesn't matter how rich you get in this country, they let you know that you still black.
Exactly.
Yeah. That it does not matter. That's an unfortunate side of our society, is that we don't, it don't matter, it doesn't matter how successful you are, whether it's your own people doing things to keep you down, or
yes,
it's another group of people. It's sad that, and I'm sure you've been told this, that you got to work twice as hard, or three times as hard now. It's probably three times as hard now, because it was twice as hard for me.
Right.
So it's probably three times. You have to work three times as hard to get the same job.
Mm-hmm.
Or equal pay,
exactly,
or whatever, and it's just crazy. But again, it comes back to, well, this is one of the conversations we had at the retreat that I spoke at over the weekend, and we were talking about how we don't, as a people, we don't respect our own financial power.
Wow.
In the country or in the world,
right?
So I used this statement in my speech. I said, if we were as black folks. Because we so divided.
Right.
You know, in Jewish communities, they have it's almost like an unwritten rule,
mm-hmm,
that a Jewish dollar has to circulate through that community at least four or five times before it is then sent outside of the community.
Right.
Hispanic community is very similar. The Italian community is very similar. With us, and the sad part about it is, I use this as an example. We always talking about hair and clothes and food, stuff like that on here. And you know, we get in trouble for talking about weave and all that stuff. But watch this. I said this. I said, if black women really wanted to help put a button on what's going on and to get a seat at the table, because we always trying to get a seat. We seem like we always trying to get a seat at the table.
Right, right.
We could create our own table if black women. Cause y'all can do it. We too, you know. I'm I ain't gonna say what I want to say.
Well, go ahead.
If for one month, all of the black women in this country said we ain't buying no hair, no makeup, no beauty, nothing, for 1 month, do you know the impact that would have on the economy?
All of them?
All of them.
Oh, yeah. All of them?
All of it.
Yeah.
Just for 30 days.
That would be huge.
We're talking billions of dollars not being spent. It would be an immediate impact. Then I'm telling you what would happen, because I had two conversations. We were talking about the financial side, and we were talking about the gun side, how easy it is to get guns in our community, how nobody knows how all these guns are showing up in our community. So we were talking about the ways to get their attention to say, okay, wait a minute, there's a problem here.
Right.
So I used the women and the hair as one side. Then I said, if you want to get them to stop getting all these different guns coming in and out, I want them to change the laws where anybody can go to a gun show. If I go buy a gun in Country Club Hills, I have to wait 3 days for them to give it to me. If I go to a gun show where somebody just put up a tent down somewhere in Lower Mattoon, Illinois, somewhere, mm-hmm. I can go buy 50 guns.
Wow.
And there's no background check. There's nothing. So I said this, and this is what the guy was telling me. He says, but if black folks start showing up at the gun show and we start buying hundreds of guns,
right?
Somebody gonna get on the phone and say, hey, we need to change the law.
Right. So you want us to stop going to these spots, though?
Right.
You want us to start going back
and start buying guns.
So in that month, go buy
guns. I'm telling you, right. Don't spend your, right. Especially ladies. Watch this. Y'all are better organizers than we are.
Uh-huh.
Because we too busy. We too concerned about who name on the headline and stuff.
What you talking about?
I'm just saying, we don't, as men, we too concerned about whose name is first. Y'all say, hey, we going to get together. Y'all just go.
Right.
We got to. You know, we too busy being concerned about, you know, my name ain't in the, you left my name off the marquee.
Right, right, right.
But if y'all, I'm telling you, I think that's the one way we can have a serious impact. And then guess what? They won't have to give us a seat at the table. They will come knocking on the door and say, okay, what y'all want?
Right.
Because y'all ain't buying no hash. Y'all ain't, the company folding. That's $1 billion. Billions. Billions.
But you don't even understand, like, first of all, we have to have the mindset to come together.
Yeah.
And that mindset has been, we are so divided in terms against each other.
Yeah.
That thing right there would be like, oh, that's really a dream to be able to do that, because you rarely can see black people or black women working together.
Yeah.
Because we were taught.
Yeah.
Don't like her skin lighter than yours. You in the house, I'm out the house. Mm-hmm. You know, all the way back then.
Mm-hmm.
So we still trying to deal with that. We still trying to love our sister for being our sister.
Yeah, who is this? Sheridan made a good point. She says, I think part of the problem is that outside communities come into our community and sell products that only we specifically use. Why is it so hard for us to start a black beauty supply?
That's a good question. And I actually spoke to a black-owned beauty supply owner before.
Mm-hmm.
They were right there in Austin, right off the Vision. And everything was a few cents more expensive than that Nene Lee. No.
Mm.
And so what he explained was, well, I'm contracted by myself. I said, oh, you don't have, I was looking for a specific brand. And he was like, I'm not contracted to sell that.
Oh.
So what he explained to me was, when you look at these beauty supply stores, they come in together and they reach out to Milky Way. And when they get one contract together and they all pitch in on this contract, because you have to be contracted to carry that brand in your store.
Really?
So they come in together on one contract and distribute what they got from the vendor.
Mm.
Well, if you only got one black owned beauty supply owner, who gonna link up with him? Who gonna help him get a contract?
Wow.
He not gonna be able to go over there.
Okay, but aren't there, I guess here's my question. And I guess this is, and again, I don't know, we gonna get off this in a minute, but it's a conversation we have. Aren't there black owned suppliers? Like, are there any black owned hair product makers still, other than Johnson and Johnson? Do they make hair stuff? Do Johnson and Johnson make it? They ain't black, are they? I don't even know. I'm just saying. You got the answer for all the black women.
No. I don't have the answer for all the black women.
You have to answer it on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, no. Okay. So, if there are, it's not big enough like Milky Way. Like, we don't have enough people buying.
Is that a real?
That's a brand.
Of hair stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's like a whole bunch of them, but Milky Way is just sitting on the top of my head right now.
I thought you was just using Milky Way as an example when you talking about food.
No. That's
Milky Way is a hair stuff.
That's a brand. That's a weave.
Okay. Yes. Help us.
Lord, help us.
All right. Okay.
And so you have black women that mm-hmm. are doing little bundles on the side.
Okay.
Trying to get out there to help us.
Right.
But essentially, we don't have a market. To go to.
Now, I do know that black women don't have a market on the supply of weave coming into the country, because I saw several specials. I think CNN did mm-hmm. one, and they were talking about how, I guess, in India, where this hair is coming from, that's where y'all getting the Indian hair, that where it's India.
I like my fire stick. I don't really ask where it come from. When
you know
I'm
what?
Eating.
Let me. Can I get some help on here? Where is my weaveologist?
I am not a weaveologist.
I'm just saying, but the people who, I mean, the hair comes from India, right, or somewhere.
It ain't, it comes from abroad.
Right. Those people over there are not inclined necessarily to deal with African Americans here.
Right.
So they're only deal. So they have a connection with, first of all, some of their people are here.
Right.
And that's who they're sending the hair to.
Right.
So I guess the question is, because you can get hair online now. You mm-hmm. can get, what? Let me not read that. We talking about something else. Anyway, I guess the question is, and you know this, how much money you all spend
mm-hmm.
yearly on beauty products is just half of that. What the ripple effect you could have on the economy would be enormous. It would be so great that it would be hard. For it not to be noticeable enough for them to come to the table to say, okay, wait a minute now.
Right. What are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Where are y'all going?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We definitely would and could make an impact. It just have to be us doing it together with a unified front.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Look, let me speak to some of y'all in the room before the names start disappearing, because y'all will say I didn't speak. Y'all always calling me rude. Let me go down the line. Yolanda King, God bless you. I see you. Loretta Lush, I see you. Sherry, Shelly Curtis. Good afternoon, Gussie M. Harrington. Ain't that somebody? You say that's your
mm-hmm.
who? That's your
my auntie.
Auntie Gussie. Anitra Howard, what's going on? Dana Miller, I see you. Sheridan Davis, what's going on? Denzel Dale, all right.
That's my brother. Hey, brother.
That's your who? Who?
My brother.
Okay, her brother. Danny Jones, what's going on? First Baptist in the house. Mooney Johnson, Diana Bellamy, I see you. Tyrone Lewis, what's going on, man? Pat Hicks, I see you. God bless you. Angela Johnson, yes, ma'am. Who else we got? Norma Worthy, what's going on? Did I miss anybody? Let me see. Nope, I see. Oh, Keisha Springfield Smith. That's some old kinfolk.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Keisha and them.
Hey, Uncle James.
Okay. I don't see that. Who else we missed? Because you got some names that I didn't call.
James Hill, that's my uncle. We got Amatia Snipes. Pastor Parks in the room.
Oh, where he at? That's Corny. Okay, he's right there. Wait, he snuck in.
Hey, Mike Jones. Who else on there?
Okay. Mark Jones? Mike Jones?
Mark.
Oh.
Mark A. Jones. Huh? Shamika Atkins. Hey, girl.
Really?
Coriel D. Tate. Hey, bro.
Who?
You said read the name.
I don't know. I'm just thinking, no, because I don't see them. You see them. I know they don't, because we know. I guess if I'm not friends with them, or if they're not following the page, then unless they make a comment, then yeah. But
okay,
anyway.
That's the ones I saw.
Okay, so we good. Anyway, he said he's been on from the start. Okay, I'm sorry, Doc. He said he's been on from the start. Gussie said, "Hey, Dana." She said that like that's mean or something. Like I'm in trouble.
No,
that's what it looks like. That's how I read it. Hey, Dana.
No, she said she got a real. Her voice
was
up
high.
There.
Hey, okay,
yeah,
all right,
like that.
Sopranto.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh god. Anyway, so I just think I just think that's one of the things that, and it's again, it take, you know, you see, I'm sure you've seen, because you're on social media a lot. they keep it. They, I mean, we get these little secret messages in inbox, you know, Black Tuesday, Black Wednesday, don't buy nothing.
Right.
The only shop black.
Right, right.
You know, only shop. And here's the sad part when that happens. Because I'm all for it if it's organized the right way.
Right.
But you can't say, okay, let's shop all black, and I got to go to the grocery store. What store I'm supposed to go to?
Do we have any markets?
Black-owned markets?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do we? Do y'all know any?
In the Chicagoland area.
Like in a, I'm willing to go about 25 miles. That's all you're getting out of me.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a nice little ways for some groceries. But
I don't know. Well, we got to start farming and stuff. Planting some stuff in the backyard.
I mean, seriously, do we have any black-owned?
I don't know. My grandmother.
I know black-owned pawn shops.
Okay. Well, my grandma, she grow her own tomatoes and cucumbers. So.
Tomatoes.
And she eat them like apples. Like, I don't get it, but they're rough. I don't know of a black-owned market grocery store.
Yeah.
I know ones where black people work.
Oh,
The question is, do you know of any
black-owned grocery stores?
Fresh Market.
Because I know we got boutiques.
Right.
I know we have some black-owned clothing stores.
Right, right.
I know we got some black-owned shops. I know we have black-owned restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But do we have a black-owned grocery store? I know y'all like to think Leamington. Leamington's is not black. I don't believe. Leamington's is not black-owned. I know y'all like to think it is, but.
But black people work there. Remember?
Black people work everywhere, though. We can work anywhere.
Oh, we can be the face of it.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like old girl on Popeye's Chicken. I mean, you know, she. Yes, but nothing on a major chain. Where is it, though? I'm just saying. See, that, and it's like that. That's the answer is yes, but.
Where they at, though?
One stop. On the south side. Wait, one stop.
Is that off the expressway?
One stop. Ain't that, that's old. That's been out for a while, right? One stop. Then they used to do like advertising on GCI back in the day, back before GCI, you know, became all iHearted out and everything else.
Okay.
When it was still local. I remember one stop.
Okay, so south side, I don't know. But if it's black owned and we going to do it, I go to the south side to get groceries. I'll go out there to get me something to eat. In the Fresh Market.
Okay, here's the more important question. What them prices like, though? See, I want to know. Meat no good at one stop. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? This is where the problem comes. Thank you, Aunt Gussie.
Well, I give up.
See, this is where the problem.
So we're gonna. I'm out to research it.
We can't. She just told us the meat ain't no good at the one stop. Like we're going to have somebody from One Stop calling us in here.
I didn't say it.
I'm just reading what Aunt Gussie here said.
I wasn't going to read it. You read?
Yeah, I read. I'm like Anchorman, whatever come up on the screen.
That is so funny.
I just read whatever come up on the screen.
No good.
What? She said meat. And that's what she typed.
She meant that.
Yeah, quit. Meat no good at One Stop. That's what she...
I don't know why that's so funny. Okay. I really wasn't expecting that.
Okay.
The meat ain't good.
She said no good.
I don't even want to know what
meat,
that
means. No good. Right. Mm. Meat no good at one stop. I understand she got a little Jedi and a little Yoda. Mm. Meat no good.
I can't. No.
No good meat.
No. Nope. You got to go.
I am Groot. If I travel there, how long will I have to wait to get in the store? See what I'm saying? Here is the deal. You can't say we want to compete, but then what you put out there is not on the level of.
Right.
Because, see, for me, it's always about convenience.
Yes.
It's always about convenience. Just sounds good. You can be good.
Yeah.
Okay. It's about convenience and then quality. So, you know, I'll give you a good example. Zip know how I am about food.
Zip.
Zip. Anyway, hey, now I'm going to tell it all. Tell it.
Right.
All on the ether waves. here's the question. Okay, so like, you know, like clothing stores, right?
Right.
So Target. TJ Maxx, that's the store I'm thinking of, TJ Maxx. So, you know, TJ Maxx got, okay, let's skip that. Burlington Coat Factory, right?
Okay, what about it?
Everybody know about, you guys, you like, you got offended.
No.
Okay, I can't go in Burlington because there's too much disarray.
I can see that.
Okay, TJ Maxx is kind of the same for me. It's too much going on in there.
Right.
So I have to, if something I'm really looking for, I send my mama. Back in the day, my mom would be like, I can go to TJ Maxx and find, you know, I'd be like, here you go, a couple hundred dollars, you know, go get me, find me some stuff.
I'll go some stuff for you.
Nah, see.
TJ Maxx?
Yeah, but is it going to be for me?
Oh.
See what I'm saying? So
I got a fee.
Right. See, Burlington is a mess. See what I'm saying? Everybody knows. So, but it's like, if we're going to have stores that are necessarily going to compete, then it needs to be something that's on the same scale as where you're trying to get me not to go. You see what I'm saying? That's what any viable business does. If I have a restaurant and I'm selling, if you're selling ribs and I'm selling ribs, it's got to be something to make people say, well, why would I stop going to
Hudson? Yours
right.
Over the next one.
Right.
Absolutely. So,
or at least equal.
But people still go to Burlington. But I've seen black-owned shops, and they stay clean and all of that good stuff.
Ain't nobody in there?
Yeah.
Now, what are they carrying, though? What products are they carrying?
I mean, they're not a Burlington. They're necessarily, some of them are boutiques.
Okay,
you know,
so they're carrying local, probably local designers
right, and stuff like that.
And see, and then the problem there is, you have people like myself who've been called labor whores. Yeah, I said it. Y'all pray for me. Pray for the preacher. But you have people like, you know, who've been classified as such. They're not going to just go in the boutique and buy a shirt off of, you know, can I get that Gordon Gartrell off of the.
I'm weak.
Just saying. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So let me throw this out there. Let me put your brain to work. If you could, okay, let's take it this way. I know you preach that you're a minister and all that good stuff. If that was not your calling, what do you think you would rather be doing? If that was not, because I know this is all you know for your whole black life, but.
Oh, wow. My whole black life.
Your whole
okay.
black life. Well, brown, but okay.
If I wasn't preaching, what would I be doing?
Yeah, what would you want? Like, if you had a business that you could own or run, what would you want to do?
There are a couple different things, but okay, definitely
help us out.
A restaurant would be one. Definitely.
Okay, so let's take a restaurant, for example. Meat Market in Richland Park. Oh, Joe, Mini Joe's Meat Store in Richland Park. Well, thank you, Shawanda. We're going to look that up. I guess that's a black-owned meat market. How far is Richland Park, though? My God, that's right, that's my 25-mile limit, ain't it? Good Lord. So a restaurant. So here's the question. And let's take Chicago, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago guys, we have, and I just had this conversation with somebody the other day, steakhouses. It's a new steakhouse opening in Chicago every 2 months. I promise you it's a new steakhouse opening in Chicago every 2 months. And you say, how is that possible with all of the steakhouses in Chicago?
Right.
How are they able to? They obviously are doing something different than the prior steakhouses that are already established.
Right.
Because the old ones ain't going nowhere, but yet they're constantly opening new ones, which means they're doing something. You're still getting steak. But you're getting it in a way that, hey, I'm going to appeal to that crowd and maybe some of this crowd. Like, maybe I don't want to go to the stuffy steakhouse where I got to wear a jacket and a coat and a tie and all this stuff. I want to come to your joint where I can just come in there in a polo and some jeans but still get the same steak and it's fun. Versus, you know, back in the day, we had all of our steakhouses in the city were cigars smoking and you know, old school dudes sitting in big leather chairs and, you know, sipping.
So when you come up with are you exaggerating on this every 2 months?
No, seriously, it's like I'm serious. There's like a new steakhouse opening here every 2 months. I'm so serious.
Well, because
I'm a steak person, so I know.
I'm not. That's why I'm like, what?
What's wrong with you?
I mean, I eat steak, but I don't be like.
Tanya, she don't eat steak. This going.
I eat steak.
This ain't gonna work.
My
out.
Mama made steak. Monday.
This ain't gonna work out, y'all. She don't.
Anywho.
You ain't a vegetarian, like trying to be no vegan or nothing, is
who? No.
Okay, all right. Okay.
No, ain't none of that.
We need to do like some pre-interview questions. Because I need
do
to know what people
steak?
Do you eat meat? Do you eat red meat?
I do eat red meat.
Okay, just checking. That's like the first.
I ate one Monday off the grill.
Look, when we start a new interview process, we need to put some questions at the top.
Do you eat steak?
Do you eat meat?
Oh, my goodness. But essentially, businesses have to be able to keep up and, to me, like, be better than what's already
yes.
existing. Because I don't want to start a business and be mediocre and not in this other business that's already out here. So you definitely have to do something different. And if you don't have no money.
Right. Well, that's what. Okay. So let's see. Okay, let me go back. Kim Tony. Man, Kim Tony, you ain't been on here since 84. Kim Tony says, God bless you. Thank you for watching, though, and listening. Kim Tony says, black-owned businesses do not flourish because we overcharge for products. We have inferior, inferior products, and we have horrible customer service skills. I'm just reading what was written, and she actually wrote what I was feeling, but I just didn't say it. But I'm gonna put it off there. Kim Tony
probably
has said
texted
it.
To her.
I did.
Like, hey,
my phone is sitting.
Don't post this.
My phone is sitting right. But she told it. See, unfortunately, that's the even if what she's saying is not true for every black-owned business,
mm-hmm.
that's the perception that we've been given.
Yes, it is.
Because
definitely.
Even as a kid growing up, I remember, and I told this story here years ago, how the house next door to my mom them caught on fire, and we had to get the back porch redone. And I remember sitting out there because I was a kid and watching the guy, you know, put the new steps on the back porch, and I saw him scraping the burnt off the wood, and mm-hmm. then pulling it up, and then nailing it back down in the same spot. And
instead of
giving me new stair. And I told my mama, and they thought I was like making up some stuff until the porch started falling apart like 3 years later. And then when the other guy came out, because that guy died, and then we had to get the other guy to come out who didn't look like us. He came out. He said, well, ma'am, all this wood is rotten. And he said, this wood has been burnt. You can see it. And he was able to pick the step up and crack it with his bare hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I learned at an early age, I was given the perception that some of our people don't act right. When they come to.
Right, right. And it's not just our people. Others do it too. Not that it makes it right. But when we are dealing with our own, then we're quick. I think that we are, patience
mm-hmm.
with our own.
Okay. Okay.
Others can rip us off or swindle us and do.
Okay, that's what Pop just said. Yeah.
Multiple times, and we still just find a new realtor. So we find a new contractor. But the moment someone of color, not justifying or not giving them an excuse,
right.
But the moment you encounter someone that's not good at it,
mm-hmm.
That's why I don't do business with black folks.
Parks just said, he says they overcharge because they can't get product on a cheaper level. However, I believe
I
we are harder. On our own race than any other.
Yes.
Those of Arabian descent treat us like crap and we still support them.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's true.
Mm-mm. My auntie said, that must be the same guy I use.
See what I'm saying?
I'm not playing with y'all.
I'm going to talk to Aunt Gussie offline.
We're
going to have a conversation. Stay on the line, Aunt Gussie. We might have a talk on the side.
Wait, she is wearing me out. I wasn't ready for none of that.
But
I totally agree with Elder Parks. I totally agree with him.
And it's unfortunate because I have, you know, and it's like even now, because of, you know, take grocery stores out of it. Even you all with your hair, how many black women are still going to black beauticians? Or a stylist. I don't want to use the word beautician anymore. How many black women are still going to or
the ones I'm not going to them, so
okay, because they ain't going to the Egyptians and
when they want to blow out and burn up their hair.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're right. I forgot about that.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't think others can.
Right.
Put a comb to my head.
Okay. Okay. And you're right, and it's unfortunate that they don't get. I do agree with the other part that what Park said about not being able to get the product on a cheaper level, and it goes back to the amount you can afford to buy.
Exactly.
With any of that market, the more you can buy, the cheaper it becomes.
Yeah.
But when it's just your store, what you got?
Sherry has said, sorry, you're not going to get Mariano's rates and service with corner store money, though.
See what I'm saying?
But where are the people coming together to invest?
But you can change. Now, to go back to what he said, you can change the behavior of the man at the corner store. You can change his behavior by going in there and saying, you know what, you're not going to talk to my people any kind of way. You're not going to treat me any kind of way. We had this discussion. We were talking about, where were we at? They were talking about something, and they were talking about how that sect of people recognize that we as black folks don't count our change. And how it has been a going thing for years that little black kids go to the store and they hand the man a $5 bill. You bought $1.78 worth of something, and he hand you back $2.32. And he kept a dollar and whatever, and you just walk out the store because we don't count change because we want to get in and out the store.
Oh, I ain't know that because I count mine.
Yeah, but, you know, normally it's quick pocket,
I
go.
I ask for every penny.
Right.
Literally, yesterday.
Oh, God.
On yesterday.
What store were you at?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Help the people.
When it happened was I had made a run, and it was called Jabik Julu. They not black owned, clearly. But anywho, you
what
asked
they do?
It.
It's a store?
It was a restaurant.
Oh, it's a restaurant.
But I walked to the counter and I was grabbing, and it the thing was, it's when I especially when I have someone else's money, I'm gonna count it.
Right, right.
She owed me like a dollar. I mean, no, she owed me 8 cents. No, okay, you can call me petty.
Oh no, no.
But like what I gave her, I think the total was like $18.92, and she gave me a dollar back.
Oh.
And I said, I patted my empty pockets. And I said, excuse me, did you give me my change, like the one that makes noise back? She said, no. Would you have given me my meal if I was 8 cents short? No, ma'am, run that. Run them 8 pennies.
Right.
Oh, you want that? Oh, you do? Yeah, I want that back.
But see, but you asked how many don't. And we had, myself and Parks had this conversation a few months ago. We don't check.
Right.
And so they feel like, okay, they're too lazy. They don't. And then they call us lazy because they know how powerful we is. It's almost like if we go back to the Bible, like this, it's almost like the enemy knows once you know what your purpose is in God, he can no longer have any effect on you.
Right.
So they say, if them black folks ever got their stuff together, we would be in trouble business-wise. But because we not getting our stuff, there would be no room for people to be swimming over here, catching boats over here, sneaking over here to do business if we as black folk would get ours together.
Right.
Because there's all this money that's been laid up tax-free to do this and to do that, and we won't go get it because we too busy arguing.
And we're taught to go be good workers and not to be business owners.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
Whereas others that are sent over here,
that's good.
A lot of their soul's purpose in coming is to start a business and to get some stuff and go back home or send it home. So they have, it's instilled in them that they will own businesses, that they will open up shops, that they will do this. We are told that we will be good workers. You must be on time. You must do this.
One of the guys that was a financial planner that was at the retreat, he said this. He says, I am psychologically unemployable. So we were looking. We were like, what? He says, yeah, I'm psychologically. So we thinking that, you know, you got a problem.
You need some meds.
Right. You know, your medicine is short. I started getting nervous because we had a bunch of guns and stuff down there because it was at the gun range and all this stuff. So I started getting a little nervous. And this is what he said. He says, because I can no longer see myself doing a job where I'm getting paid $60,000 or $70,000 a year, but the person who owns the company is taking in $1 billion.
Wow.
So he says psychologically that has messed me up, and he says that's what drove me to say that I could no longer work in the corporate world, that I had to go out and do it for myself.
Right.
So that's why he and I mean it was an amazing thing, but I the first thing came to my mind when you said what you said. We are taught to be good workers because I remember as a kid the whole thing was, you know, it was never and this is real talk, it was never go to school, go to college. Then it was like, go to school, get your high school diploma, then get a job.
Yep.
That was the mentality that was pushed a lot in our communities by, especially by single parents, single mothers, single, you know, whatever. It was like, if you were a single father, if your kid could halfway play a sport, come on, we're going to try to get you.
We're only good for sports.
I'm just saying, if your kids was halfway good with a basketball, you pushed it as far as you could take it. We never said, and then when we did start pushing our kids towards college, we weren't realistic because every kid ain't meant to go to college. I mean, let's just tell the truth. I know that's not a popular thing for y'all to say.
There's other things that they can do.
Some folks don't have that mentality. But we got away from that. We got away from trades. We got away from that. And you know, it was the whole hard work thing. I've had a job since I was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I had a job since I was 14 years old. I don't know what it's like up until recently not to be working.
Right.
So it's one of those things where just work. Work. If you don't work, you don't eat. You know, the Bible says, man don't work.
What the book say?
But see, I think we push that and take that out of context for our people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We got some more good comments on this. This is good.
They got some good comments here.
Where we at? What you read?
The next one was Sheridan again. She says, we do not support entrepreneurs, but we will clap when someone gets a job at corporate America. Bye.
That's true.
That is so true.
That's true.
And she said this before. She's even posted on Facebook that sometimes we consider supporting each other, black-owned businesses and things like that by clicking like or sharing your post. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
But I need you to support me with your money. Money talks.
Come here and
buy this product.
Right.
Help me.
Right. Come here and buy this. You know,
oh, my goodness. I spent money to invest in myself to get all this stuff out. And the only support I can get from you is to like it.
Yeah.
You don't want to order it. You don't want to help me and buy it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No, because we won't. I mean, even with people who and just to go back to what you said about the jobs. We do. If you find out somebody got a job, you know, like I remember getting becoming VP of sales at Comcast,
mm-hmm.
and it was like that was major. Now, I never thought like I'd go start my own cable company. That never came into my mind.
Right.
I just saw the check.
Right.
Right. Hey God. Hey I saw.
You weren't gonna say I surrendered.
Huh?
Oh my goodness.
All to thee. My blessed. I'm just saying. So when I got those jobs, and as those jobs came, and every time they sent me, you know, like, hey, you know, we thinking about putting you in this position. Well, God, thank you. Look at God. I never had the mindset of, because I've always had the mindset of, if you don't work, you don't eat. So let me go up. Kim Tony says, I don't feel like it's a matter of being hard on my own race. I feel like if you open any business and if you don't have the resources to sustain that business, you don't have the right to exploit your patrons by charging excessive prices and offering inferior customer service and quality products, no matter what the race.
Preach.
Mm. Felicia Martin says, I would like to be a full entrepreneur one day. I just about to tell that whole word up. But I'm happy about my resource, my job, my health insurance, and paid holidays. See what I'm saying? let's see. Norma Worthy says, I got to be careful when I read Norma stuff. Let me read it first.
She did all right.
Okay. y'all pray for Norma. I love picking with Norma. A lot of my peeps from the South work their own businesses. Some of them never work for anyone. Yeah, that's true. Angela Johnson says, one of the things I saw on Facebook was a post that says, share your business on my page, contact that, and if any of my friends desire, they will contact you. An amazing way to promote small business. Mm-hmm. I think I got that. Park says, that's one of the reasons black restaurants don't stay in business, lack of funds. Most people go into business without financial stability, hoping their product would sustain them. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to that, if you don't have a plan in place, and this is where we don't do the work. You can have a great vision, right?
Right.
You, like, for instance, your mom could be a great cook, right? And like you said, she does not yet have a brick-and-mortar location.
Right.
To me, what I heard was she's doing this here until we get everything else in place,
right,
before we go invest in said building and said product and said stoves and
right.
equipments and hiring folks. And we need to make sure we get all the wrinkles out.
Right.
See, some folk don't do that.
Right.
They sit at home. They say, God told me to open up a stove. Yes. God gave you vision. Now you need to come up with the mission to make vision come to pass. But we want to just go open up said store with no plan. So I'm going to clean out my savings account, and I'm going to go get this little corner store over here next to all these other stores. I'm
right,
open it
right, right.
First of all, I'm going to open it in the neighborhood that people are scared to come to, because that's the cheapest. That's the only place I can afford.
Wow.
Or I'm going to go up way up north somewhere
can't nobody get to.
See what I'm saying? We don't think about I'll give you a good example. So when we have these events here at the show, we do anniversary stuff and we go out to eat. And the argument, I'm not gonna say argument, but the conversation that what's her name today? Oh, she's in here as Michelle. Bless the Lord. The conversation we always have is what, like Tanya, I said, where are people gonna park at? Because there are great restaurants downtown. But if we all coming together, my thought process is inconvenient for that. Now, that's just me talking about that.
Right.
But if you're opening up a restaurant or a business somewhere and people look for convenience, just like when they come to your church, they want to know, where can I park? It took you how long to get in the building today? Because you tried to come through the front door. She tried to come through the
folding
door.
Really?
And then she tried to come through the back door, and then somebody slammed the door in the face. I mean, you know what? Look, they can get over it. What y'all gonna do? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? It's about convenience. You know, people want to know, you know, how do I get in? How do I get out? How many, you know, if you come into if it's a grocery store,
mm-hmm.
you know, the worst thing you can see in the grocery store is they got 27 lanes and only three of them is open.
My goodness.
And you trying to figure out, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I stopped going to Target. Y'all got 15 aisles and two lights is on.
I be so confused.
And then I see all y'all walk around with the red vest on. Ain't nobody working.
I'm like, you work here?
you know what I'm talking about. You
have an assigned out. What's your assignment for the next 30 minutes? Like,
y'all
in
their
business, they work schedule.
You know what I'm saying?
What time do you clock out?
So people shop and go to places out of convenience. So I think
yes.
it's just, you know, it's like you said, convenience and quality.
Yes.
And quality. It's like, you know what? I don't mind paying higher prices. People say, you know, because I'm the, you know, as Parks likes to say, I'm the and Cornelia Parks and Henderson like to say, I'm the uppity Negro in the room. I don't mind going to, you know what? I won't go to I'm not a fan of Leamington. I went in there. There's one right up here on Madison. Right, because we was out there on the corner doing our thing with the Wednesday crew out there, Stop the Violence and all that, and they ran out of hot dog buns, and I went in there, and the smell hit me when I walked in the door, and I said to myself, what kind of people shop in this place? It's stinking here, and I said that loudly as I walked in to get the hot dog buns. And then I asked the lady at, yeah, because I wasn't eating it, and then I went and asked the lady at the counter, I said, do you smell that? And she just laughed. So that means you smelled it too, but you got to work here.
I can't work in those kind of conditions.
See what I'm saying?
Sorry.
But we constantly feed into that, and then it's like it's not that, and it's not that our people won't pay. I had this debate with Parks and Henderson, and I think the Reverend Devon was here. We were talking about opening up a Mariano's on the west side. Why can't we have a Mariano's on the west side in this food desert that we have between, you know, there's no grocery store between Central and Madison and Western and Madison. There are no grocery stores in that big gap, unless you count Aldi's down there on Springfield or whatever that street is down there. But yeah, there's nothing. So it's like, well, ain't nobody finna go to Mariano's and pay all that money. Mariano's take link just like Leamington do. Now you telling me a brother or sister with a link card ain't gonna go to Mariano's and get that real nice looking steak sitting over there in the corner?
Right.
Oh, them nice lobster tails in the stank over there that ain't been previously frozen.
The meat no good.
Huh? Meat no good. Right. Meat no good.
Meat no good.
Mariano's, meat good. I mean, you know.
Leamington's meat no good? Smell no good.
Smell no good. Smell no good in Leamington. Smell no good. Now, Pete's has come a long way. and
Pete's Fresh Market.
Pete's Fresh Produce, whatever it is.
Yeah, they
man, Pete's is like Mariano's like.
Yeah.
They like hood Mariano's. They make you feel some kind of way. You know, I ain't never, they got good chicken though. Their chicken is anointed at
Pete's
and
came up in the
that
world.
That fried chicken behind the counter. at that old Pete's.
I haven't had their fried chicken.
I'm gonna tell you right now, you just need to go in and get you a leg, a thigh.
Okay.
And a wing.
I just got hungry.
I'm just trying to tell you that old fried chicken at the Pete's got the Holy Ghost.
I'm so weak.
I just felt some kind of way in my shondo when I thought.
No, you ain't felt nothing.
Oh my God!
You did not feel anything.
Something down on the inside.
Just filled your belly.
Start talking to me.
No.
In my head, God, it's
No, sir.
Okay, let me.
No, sir.
See that? See?
I will not get
on
board.
See, Keisha? See what I'm saying? She knows.
No, sir.
She knows. Hey, God.
I'm not dealing with you, Keisha.
Okay.
None of y'all.
I'm just trying. See? Felicia Martin, I will never go to Leamington. I was disgusted that the Jewel moved out of my neighborhood and moved to an affluent neighborhood. Exactly. But that fried chicken at the. Okay. Anyway, y'all, so look, we go.
I'm not.
What? You ain't. You got okay. All right. Can we get some fried? We're gonna have some food in the studio next Friday. You want some fried chicken? Can we place an order for next Friday?
Michelle gonna get that.
She can make it happen though. She can make it happen. Can we get an order of what piece of chicken you want?
I like wings.
Everybody like wings. Can she get two wings? I just need two wings.
No, don't start it.
No. Two wings.
You on Bill?
And the world.
The world can't do me
no. No, Two wings. I need to talk about it.
Wait a minute. Did you just?
I did.
No, sir.
All right, hey God. Hey.
I can't.
Hey in here. Hey.
I'm hungry for some fried chicken and cookies. Wait a minute.
See?
Norma wants some fried chicken.
I told you don't read Norma stuff out loud. You got to read it personally first. Norma will send you off.
Fried chicken.
Norma will have you breaking in the Nestle company.
Wait a minute.
And stealing Hershey's.
And cookies.
Norma will have you stealing Hershey's out of
out of
Nestle. I'm telling you, don't read Norma
not
stuff.
Not potatoes.
You gotta read Norma stuff.
I was
remember
good.
That. Remember that episode of Martin when Pam was working at the beauty at Shanae's.
Yeah.
And she was working on Myra's feet.
Yeah.
And she wasn't doing it right. And she told you got to get in on Myra's feet. See, with Norma, you got to read her stuff first.
She done took me out.
See, you got to.
This fried chicken and cookies.
See, from Nabisco. See what I'm saying? See?
She don't even want Nestle. You was wrong.
I was, she might have the timing.
But, the funny part is, I think she's serious.
Oh, no, she is, though.
I think she'll fix a plate and put chicken right here and then cookies in the.
I know some folk like that, though.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to call their name out locally because they're
so
going to get
funny.
Mad at me. But I know some folk who will put all of the food on one plate, the dessert and everything.
That's very interesting.
That makes my stomach
hurt.
But
that didn't sound like that was a dessert. It sounded like it was
no, I'm just saying. But I know people who put all of their stuff on one plate, which is just nasty.
We
going
to talk about that.
Do you do that, too?
No, absolutely not.
Can your food touch?
Barely.
No, your food can't.
Look, barely. My mama buy plates with dividers in the house. We'd be like, okay.
Okay, what about when it's the real plate, though? When it's real.
We slide it out. I kind of slide.
I know as a kid, I used to be that way. If my chicken got green juice on it, it was over. I'd be want to get a new piece after.
I'm like that now. My chicken, I don't play with no soggy fried chicken.
Right.
No.
So if you got some greens and some
greens
of the juice,
the
or you drain
not.
All your.
My greens, I usually eat in a bowl. It can't be on my plate because I don't like the green juice on the rest of my food.
So your greens got to be in a bowl separate?
Yes, with the cornbread.
You wash dishes, don't you?
Barely.
So who washing all these dishes?
My little sister and my mama got paper bowls and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I know she can say it's just for me because I will use every dish. I will use every dish.
Right.
I use dishes. When I tell you, I use dishes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I be at my house who used all
Do you have a dishwasher?
Me.
Oh, you know, I mean, like.
No.
Okay. See, the dishwashers are anointed.
My mama has a dishwasher, and she uses the whole clean dishes. She don't use. You
she
bet
got,
not.
You got one of them mamas.
Yeah. Bet not. You bet not.
So the whatever dishes
home.
Is in there, they clean, and they've been in there since whatever the last big.
Me, my sister, and my brother are the dishwashers, but I live in my own house, and it be like a whole bunch of dishes, and I be like, I use these. I use a lot of dishes. My mama's
look
watching.
Like you, look like you have, don't y'all order no fried chicken up in there unless you bring in the audience to, unless it's bring the audience to work day.
That's hilarious. Look, my mama is not too late on Facebook. She said, dishwashers are for lazy people. I told you.
That's not.
Join in. That's it. That's
not, it. Not just your mama's hand. Yeah. Not too late. Bless mm-hmm. the Lord. Not too late. Not with a K-N or not like town or not.
That's her foundation she's working on.
Not too late.
Not too late foundation.
But bless the Lord. When she gets together, come on here and tell us about it.
Yes, sir.
Pat Hicks say, Glory, I thought I was the only one who don't like their food to touch.
What? Hey, Pat. It's like an invasion of privacy. Like, my macaroni has the right
consistency that don't nothing yellow run out from underneath. Really?
Sheridan. Oh, my goodness.
Boy loves a pile of it. Really? You got pictures?
No.
Send them in. Take a picture and post it on the in the comments.
She don't.
I'm just saying. Anyway, I know we got to get to this article. We got to get to this. It's way past that time. So we're going to get to the article. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into this as soon as I find y'all some music to listen to. Matter of fact, I'm going to play the little commercial because we ain't got that much time. So we're going to take a real quick break, like 30 seconds. I'm going to get me some water if I got something in the refrigerator over here. And we'll be right back. DTLO, y'all. Peace.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546. Or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Yes, sir. We are back. What did you say? You talking about my water? See what I'm saying? So you can't.
I'm coming back.
Don't worry. Your Fiji water experience does not last long here. You better ask Parks what happened. He said, Parks said when he first came, we gave him Fiji water and everything. And then he said, after that, all of a sudden, he had Ice Mountain. He said, all of a sudden, he had Ice Mountain. All of a sudden, he said, somebody, you know, canceled his Fiji water delivery. And Henderson was getting Voss and all this other kind of stuff. And yeah, they was drinking all the uppity Negro water, as it's called.
I cannot.
Anyway, let me get this. We got this really good article. As soon as I can tell y'all the name of it. It's called The Beautiful Distraction of Corporate Worship. It is really good. Y'all going to enjoy it. And I'm going to open it up over here for her at some point on today. That's my favorite word, on today. Yep. Somewhere. Uh-huh. That ain't it either. All right. Somewhere it's in here, but we're going to find it. But anyway, the article's entitled The Beautiful Distraction of Corporate Worship. Yeah, scroll down. Right there. Yep, click that whole. Yep, there you go. So anyway, this is good because I read through this last night, and it's actually pretty. It's kind of funny. It's got some different takes, and I know you can do this because you did the whole praise and not praise and worship, but the praise dance thing. You teach praise dances and all that, so you're gonna definitely understand where the writer was intending to go with this particular subject. So this is gonna be good whenever I can get back to the actual article on my own screen over here. Somewhere. Oh, okay, there it is, right there. Thank you, praise him. All right. So anyway, the article simply entitled "What Is This?" A beautiful distraction of corporate worship. I don't know what just happened with that, because that is not what I was doing. But anyway, we're going to try to get this together because my computer wants to do something completely different. Anyway, you want to start reading that while my computer do something over there?
Sure.
Thank you very kindly. What the world?
Corporate worship is distracting. Mm. And I believe with all my heart that is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. More than a few times I've heard from people who don't care to attend church because they have their time with Jesus at home. There's nothing wrong with Jesus' time at home, but if it's a replacement for the gathered singing of the people of God, it is a problem.
Mm.
And I don't think Jesus would be happy with your decision. Do you want me to keep going?
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest. Sometimes connecting with God is a challenge in church.
Okay. So right there. Well, how you feel about that?
Okay, so I read the article.
Yeah.
And I like the article.
Uh-huh.
At first I was like, what is this?
Right.
Yes, it can be a distraction.
Yes.
But that first part,
uh-huh,
when the people that be like, I want to stay home, I can get Jesus at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are absolutely right. Jesus can be everywhere. Amen. Praise, mm-hmm, hallelujah. But would you rather watch your favorite artist in concert online,
uh-huh,
or would you rather be in the building?
Yeah.
It's something about being in the building, yeah, that changes the experience,
yeah,
of what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's not even to be deep.
No.
That's,
mm-mm, that's real. That's real.
I would rather be in the building than
I don't
than
care
to watch it.
If it's gospel music or secular music.
Yes.
You see live, like how many times, you know, have you seen those Michael Jackson concerts overseas and them folks who can't speak English falling out, and you go, man, I was just a, and you watching it, you like this in front of your TV, but then you like, I wonder what it would have been like to be there. And then for me, and probably the same thing for you, on the gospel side, when you've seen live performances, or we talked about this the other day, Shekinah Glory,
mm-hmm,
and that when they're doing what they, I'm like, every time I hear Praise Is What I Do, if I could see I love William Murphy's voice, but oh my God, if I had to see him live, like, and be in the room, and the way the worship goes when that man, it's like my.
I've experienced it.
So you know.
It is great.
It's different.
And even when you're in the room, you want to be closer.
You're right. You're
if
like,
you got
I?
A seat in the balcony,
right,
that's what I'm saying.
I need
so,
to be on the first floor.
We got all these, we have a whole nother mindset when it comes to church and worship.
Yes.
That is different from our reality.
Yes.
Because in reality, you don't want to be in the house and watching it when it's time for Fantasia to hit the stage, when it's time for William Murphy to hit the,
yeah,
stage, when it's time for Todd Delaney to hit the stage. You don't want to wait till the album comes out to hear the music. You want to be at the live recording. You want to be in the number. But when it comes to,
yeah,
Christ,
yeah,
you're content with sitting on the couch.
Oof, my God. That's good. That's good. See, I'm going to get the article. So this is what the writer says. Picture this. He has a bunch of bullet points here. He says, the loud and out of tune singer in front of you. I'll pray for the preacher. The stiff, bored teenager to your left who doesn't want to be there. Mm. The operatic harmonies, God, those awful harmonies, of the woman behind you.
Mm-hmm.
The loud worship team playing that annoying song again.
Mm.
The visitor next to you who has never been in church and is just looking around. And then the oblivious parent who will not take their screaming child out of the room.
My God.
Sure, it's amazing when you're in a room full of passionate people pursuing an all-glorious Savior. But there's something beautiful and necessary about the mess of your church on Sunday.
I love it. I love it because at first I was like, when I was listening to that list, okay, the loud, out of tune singer in front of you, okay, the teenager over here popping them on their phone. I was like, nah, wait, you losing me on this article. But when I thought about, they all came here, the loud, out of tune worshipers, they came here to worship an all-knowing God, an all-powerful God. And what a beautiful thing this now is for me to see.
Mm-hmm.
That they are here to praise my Lord.
Mm.
So I don't care how you praise them. You can dance, you can run. Just keep your clothes on for my sake. But I love it. After reading, when I saw it, I was like, okay, I see where you're going.
So you ain't in the Pentecostal strippers. Is that what you're saying? You're...
Okay. You know what? And Pentecostal Sunday. Oh, Lord, help us. Keep your clothes on.
Yes, sir. Huh?
Keep your clothes on. But I'm not going to be like, oh, let me go sit by it. You know,
right, right, right.
I'm going to see where you at and, oh, bless him like this. Bless him, daughter.
So this is what the writer says. The writer says it's awkward, it's inconvenient, and it's beautiful. You know what? I'll say this. I will agree with him on this point. I guess the awkwardness comes when it's your church, because when you go to churches, let's say your church has some, for lack of better words, idiosyncrasies that only you and people in your church will understand,
mm-hmm.
right? But then if you go to other churches that are very well organized and things are just kind of flowing as they go, you kind of don't get distracted by those distractions. You expect Sister So-and-so's baby to be running down the aisle at
right.
home. You know, you expect Brother Man to come in still with alcohol on his breath from last night. You expect Sister Girl in the choir clothes to be a little tighter than they, you know. You know what I'm saying? You see, these are the norms. And it looks normal to us,
mm-hmm.
but it could be distracting to other people.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure okay, all right. Go ahead, read the next part of that.
Okay, the next part of it says... Of course, it doesn't look like Cry Out Outcry Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Your band isn't that good. Your production isn't that good. Your budget isn't that big.
Mm.
But do you know what makes the church impressive? It's not necessarily the creativity and production. It's the fact that we are the bride of Jesus,
mm.
the inheritance of an all-glorious Savior. We are misfits from many walks of life gathered under one name. We are sinners who screwed up our lives gathered under one cross where there is mercy.
Mm.
We are orphans embraced under one Father, now called sons and daughters.
Mm.
We are the large, we are the small, we are the rich, we are the poor, we are the smart, we are the uneducated, we are the talented, we are the glossed over, we are the brilliant, we are the broken, we are the church.
Mm.
Keep on.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And we need your voice in the corporate gathering. And you need that beautiful distraction in your life. It's a fairy tale to only listen to Bethel Records in the comfort of your home. Whether you like the songs or enjoy your band or not, you need church and the church needs you.
That's good. I love that. I love that, the description, because he hit every possible person, rich, poor, smart, ignorant, talented,
mm-hmm.
glossed over, brilliant, broken, still the church.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes all of us. You know, when you have, when I'll put it this way. When rich people are the only people making the decisions, who gets taken care of? Rich people.
Right.
So if you never have anybody else in the room who can give you a different perspective on what's needed, then you're only going to look out for those people. But with church, the diversity needs to be there so that everybody there's room for everybody to operate.
Absolutely. And we are a body.
Yeah.
And we as a body, we are, no, I am the church. I don't have to go to the building.
Mm.
I am the church. Yes, but the body has to come together. How can the body be edified if the arms are at home?
Ooh.
The legs
yeah.
are over here.
Yeah.
If the legs never make it into the, you know, make it, we can never go anywhere. If we are a body and we joined under one God,
mm-hmm.
How can we advance the kingdom? How can we save others? Because now Christianity becomes private.
Mm.
And I believe that we as Christians should be on the spotlight. We should be like the lamp.
On Come on
the
now.
Hill, huh?
Come on.
We should be the ones giving the light to the world. And how can we do that only being in our homes?
Mm.
Christianity is not a private religion. It needs to be publicized, and people need to see the people of God coming together, worshiping together, how good it is for us to dwell in unison.
It's
in
like
unity.
The precious ointment upon the head
I'm
that
just saying,
ran
like,
down upon the beast.
We got to be together.
I said this, and we talked about this earlier when I was talking about how you know women can affect finances and everything else, and you know, you buy the guns and all this other stuff. But could you imagine if we as a church would come together on that Sunday, put aside our differences and just come in and just worship, like, or as Paul Morton said, just come in and bow down and
mm-hmm.
worship and let go of all of the side stuff. Sunday is for worship. And I've said that over and over again. I know we have business stuff that needs to be
mm-hmm.
done in the church, but Sunday is for worship. And even when you have, and I used this example the other day, even if you have a meeting scheduled after church, I think that's still a problem. And the reason I say that is because if that meeting is going to be something that could turn out to be negative, it's already on your mind during the service.
Yeah.
So you sit through service distracted because I got to go sit in the room with Daria over here. I got it right. See, I was about to tear it up. Daria.
Daria now.
Daria now. I got to go sit in the meeting with Daria now. And you know she's going to say something I don't like.
Right.
So
you already out focused.
Right. So, but if you come there with that same mindset that, you know what, for this next 2 hours, my phone is off,
mm-hmm.
unless I'm looking at my Bible, I ain't got to check no messages. And even this here,
every time you praise Him, it starts dividing the clouds above you. Come on, Pastor Wine, and tell me what you think about it.
You know, Pastor Brown, the Bible says in 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat, and drink, for I hear the sound of the abundance of rain.
Come on.
Can't you hear the rain?
Yeah.
I hear the rain.
I hear the rain.
In every dry and lonely place, I can hear the rain.
Hear the rain.
Clouds of the miraculous.
Thank you very much. We're back. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. We kicked off, but we're back. So, yeah, if we could stop being just so easily distracted by a little bitty crazy stuff and just come for worship. And you can't, and it's hard to do it at home.
Yeah.
It is. I don't get me wrong. When I'm getting ready for church, I watch other people's services in the morning.
Right.
But I'm on my way to my own though.
Right, 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 right. And let's be honest, church at home, you not doing nothing, you cleaning up.
It's like working from home. This is real talk. I used to love to do it. But it was hard to do because 9 times out of 10 you didn't get nothing done.
Exactly.
Because when you're at home, like I'm one who thrives on distraction. However, but I got on like it's at least 2 TVs on.
Mm.
The radio is on. It's more than 1 computer on, and then I'm working. So all this stuff is happening at the same time, and it's like, you know, where is the focus? But when I'm at church, I'm at church. What? Oh Lord, what just happened? Come on.
You remember how you had said read the same person's comments in your head and don't read it out loud? I am so weak.
You talking about the awkward comment or the?
Yes.
It is.
Look at the example. I can't.
Wait. See what I'm saying? That's why I told you not to read it. We can't. Done. That Norma, y'all pray. Can y'all, if y'all at home right now, church, if y'all at home, those of you listening via Blog Talk, listening via your computer, those of you watching on Ustream, I don't mean to neglect y'all over there on Ustream. We ain't really paid y'all much. I ain't seen nobody. Click on the Ustream thing over there for a second. Okay, whoever that is. All right, we're gonna pray for you too. But come on back over here to the Facebook. Y'all pray. Y'all just lay y'all hands. Y'all computer screens or y'all phones for Norma, cause we need. Yeah, y'all pray for Norma.
Don't take me like
Norma. Let's keep going. So the writer says this again. We're talking about what a beautiful distraction of corporate worship. The writer says this. He says, "Open your eyes." How often have you heard this phrase? Just close your eyes and focus on Jesus. Don't look at the person on your right or your left. It's just you and Jesus. He says, "I've said those words before, but I disagree with them now." He says, matter of fact, I think more of us need to worship with our eyes open. Mm-hmm. It's one of the distinctives of corporate worship. He says, here's what I mean. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with closing your eyes and focusing on Jesus. No one will punish you for such an action. But corporate worship isn't just about you and Jesus. You and Jesus can have devotions every day. Corporate worship is about being the church. It's about singing together. It's about lifting each other up. It's about being in the same room in close proximity. Remember the popular verse in Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. I'm going to stop right there for a second. Because that, I think people forget that that's what corporate worship is.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I can sit in my car and me and Donnie McClurkin could just go on in.
Right, right.
You know, but when I show up here, I come here with the expectancy that I'm gonna find me a worship partner in here.
Yes.
Somebody or some role. I hope it'd be good to get a whole role in, but you know, somebody gonna worship with me today. And then when you're a worship leader, that's your goal. It's to remind people. It's not to try to pump you and prod you to make you stand up.
Mm-hmm.
It's to remind you that's why you came here.
Absolutely. I didn't get dressed. I didn't get up and prepare to be here, to sit here and look at you.
Come on.
I came with an expectation.
Come on.
So I look forward.
Come on.
I look forward to Sunday worship. I think about all I went through on the week. You know, I just want to be amongst fellow believers. I want to be amongst others that can encourage me. Others
mm-hmm.
that can lift me up, that can celebrate what I overcame this week, and I can celebrate with them, or that can pray with me for what I'm going through.
Could you imagine for a moment you're going to a march, right? Now we always marching for some Black Lives Matter, this, that, the other. And you put on your whatever your T-shirt is, representing whatever it is, and you just out there and you just go. You don't say nothing. They got chant going. You don't participate.
Mm-hmm.
You just there. Why are you there? Why show up? Why put on the Black Lives Matter T-shirt if you ain't going to holler the chants? Why put on the We Love This whatever? Why go out and march if you ain't going to sing We Shall Overcome with the rest of us? Why go out there and march? Why are you there? Why are you showing up to this? Because that's why we gather. That's the purpose of this 11 to 2 o'clock hour. I hope we don't be here that long. But that's the purpose of this time frame is for us to worship, and you choose to come here and then not participate?
Yeah, and I think it's like this article is definitely an eye opener for me because I too have said, you know, just close your eyes and just act like it's just you and Jesus.
Yeah.
But woe unto us that get attitudes with somebody singing off key when they are just singing to their Lord. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't get no attitude with people for loving God in the way that they feel free to worship Him. Don't tell us that we're free to worship, free to lift our hands. We're free to praise Him the way we want to praise Him, but you get an attitude when I do that. You don't know what I have to go through to make it here.
Come
this
on.
Week.
Come on.
So if I want to scream this week, if I want to run, if I want to shout, don't get mad at me because I want to bless Him for what He's done for me. Maybe you should join me and He'll do it for you.
Because if you was hollering as loud as I was, you wouldn't hit me. If you was hollering as loud as I was, you wouldn't hear me.
Now, some stuff, like, I ain't talking about y'all that got this routine. Oh, you know, this routine.
What routine? What that is? Explain, prophetess.
You know, it's some folks.
Uh-huh.
It's some folks that do things. I was in church in Oklahoma, and this lady, I'm like, you're not worshiping. She was trying to get on people's nerves. Like, she would do things intentionally with this tambourine, and she would sit next to people. And
pause. Tanya, you listen? Okay, hold on. Wait. So let's go back. So I'm sorry. You was in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was.
She was the pastor's mother.
So she related to the pastor. You was where again?
In Oklahoma.
And the lady was related to the pastor, and she was doing stuff with the what now? The
tambourine.
The tambourine
mm-hmm.
to get on people's nerves.
It would be the most, like, they'll be giving announcements, and she'll be doing talk back church with the announcements. I'm like, wait a minute.
With tambourine.
Just beating it. And it was such a distraction, but I'm like, you not in. You're not, I don't know what spirit you're in, but that ain't the holy one.
With the tambourine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. We go. And you're in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you wasn't like in Chicago.
No, I was in OKC.
He says, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. So this is what the writer says. We have to speak to one another. Worship is vertical, but it is also horizontal.
Yes.
So let's lay aside the comparing and complaining. Let's speak to one another. Let's sing together. Let's be with one another, proclaiming the Lord's death until He comes. Do you agree?
I agree.
I do. This was eye opening. It was. I think it was. It does because the one thing about all these articles, anytime I've ever looked at them, is like it makes you look at self before you even want to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of it's kind of like when you're writing a sermon and you go, uh oh, you talking about yourself? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I tell people all the time when I begin with anytime I get to preach, if you feel like I'm stepping on your toes, trust me, I stepped on my own before I got up here.
Exactly.
During the process, if you think it's bad for you, you should have been with me the last 3 weeks when I was writing it.
Right.
So you know, this was good. I love this. Let me see. Do we have any other comments real quick before we get out of here? Let's see.
Allow the Lord to come on in. Alicia, is that her name?
Alicia Dotson says, allow the Lord to come in. Yeah, absolutely. Gussie said, we have a Pentecostal Sunday, but we will have a Pentecostal experience.
But will we have
exactly. Exactly. Come on. With cloven. Come on. I just want to know. I mean, you know, you drink that water kind of quick. You're supposed to savor that.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to savor.
I thirst.
Okay.
Listen, she said bedside rock won't work for me.
Bedside rock don't work. Okay. I thought.
Bedside Baptist. Okay. Presiding.
Is that down the street from Sidewalk High?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, y'all, this is because what you got going on this weekend?
This weekend is our youth annual day. Sunday.
Annual youth day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Annual youth day.
You confused me.
Youth
annual
day. Annual. Okay, whatever.
That's Sunday
at 3 p.m. at Greater Hope Baptist Ministries, Maywood, Illinois.
Who the pastor?
Bishop James Springfield Jr.
Bishop.
Yes. Elder D'Angelo Person will be our speaker. So come on.
Elder D'Angelo. Where he from? Where he from? D'Angelo Person. The name sounds familiar.
You know what? I just know. I don't remember his church.
Okay.
But
I'm just saying his name sounds familiar.
Young preacher around Chicago.
Oh, then maybe I don't know him then.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
You probably know him.
I probably don't.
Because
knowing these folks, I don't know people.
Exactly.
Right, I don't.
You ain't right.
Right. According to these people, I don't know people. You know.
But Remnant is tonight and tomorrow as well. That's a revival, a gathering amongst the young
people. And where is it at?
Where is Aaron's thing at? Aaron's Bailey Church. I don't know.
Okay.
Mount somebody. I'm going to beat up.
We know the Gospel Fest starts today.
Is it today?
Somebody's put on the thing. Somebody wrote, I think it's one of the pastors I follow, Brandon Campbell, said, Am I the only saved person who didn't know that the Gospel Fest started?
No, it's like two of us.
Right. Well, the Gospel Fest starts today, and, you know, because I got the best producer in the whole wide world and two other planets, I got a press pass.
Come on, Thalia.
What? Y'all don't know. We going down there at TTLO, right? So I'm going down to the yonder, to the thing. And I think it's Monument of Faith at this church. That's Johnny Miller. John Miller. What's up, John? I ain't talked to dude in decades. John Miller says it's Monument of Faith Church.
Is that him?
No. The church you just mentioned, Aaron, somebody.
No. That's D'Angelo's church he talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Is that the old Hinton Church?
Yeah, he goes to Hinton.
Oh, yes. Hinton.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
The where the shoe polish in it.
I don't know.
You remember?
I'm not. You going to the Gospel Fest.
You don't remember it?
You going to the Gospel Fest?
Man,
what time you going to the Gospel Fest?
I'm going tomorrow. I got a press pass, so I'm going to actually be backstage and then get back there and try to talk to some people.
Come on here.
And see, so the plan is we go down there and go down there and talk to some folk, and then I can try to see about getting some of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you go work.
Right. Uh-huh. That's what I went because this is our second press pass, you know, for this little radio show that people like to call it, little old show.
Oh,
you know, right,
because
we was at the National, I went to the National Restaurant Association convention, bless the Lord, and all the stuff that they had going on down there. But, you know, I'm just saying, this is good. But right, so I'm going to be at the Gospel Fest all through. I'm going to go. It's only 2 days. We only get 2 days. It's today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow.
That's it. It used to be Sunday.
They not going to do the Gospel Fest on the Lord's Day?
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
We got to write a letter.
Well, you know, it's Chicago. You know, they be cutting back on stuff. And anything that's, you know, got us involved, it's going to be, you know.
Cut short.
Y'all already messed up the taste for the people.
Do we still even have that?
The taste, you know, it comes after. It's after the 4th of July now.
Wait.
It's the week after.
No.
Yeah, remember, it used to be the week before leading up to. Now,
yeah.
And now it's only like 5 days or 7 days instead of 10 or whatever it used to be.
No comment.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, it's time for us to go, man. We've been on here way too long. It's time for us to go. My sister going to pray us out. She's going to send y'all home for the weekend. Y'all come on, give us a little prayer, a little prayer, a little prayer, a little prayer.
Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to tell you, thank you, God. You are wonderful, God. You deserve all the praise and the glory, God. We thank you that you love us enough to keep us, oh, God, and sustain us, God. We pray that you will bless services around the world this weekend for churches that are open in your name, oh, God. We pray that your Holy Spirit will fall in a place that lives will be changed, oh, God, that we will come together to worship you in spirit and in truth, and that you will be glorified and Satan be horrified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Look, y'all stay blessed, man. We got to go, and if you got to drive in and out of this crazy city we live in, keep your head on the swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO, we got to go. I'm going to leave y'all on Facebook with a little bit of this Jesus, Jesus from Shekinah Glory. This here, this take me every time right here. It just takes me every time. Y'all be good, man. Peace.
Right, 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 right.
You ain't in unless you do a head
drop. Right, if you don't.
If your head don't. If you don't
slump, right.
I mean, like a woman.